Tower CEF, mobile.
Tango Romeo. Tango Romeo.
Your name here is Andrew, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. How you doing this afternoon?
Doing okay, Andrew. Testing a radio. I'm going to take down to the Anderson Ham Fest tomorrow and hopefully sell.
Still working.
Roger, roger. Thanks for the comeback. I appreciate it. I'm glad to know it's working. Thanks, sir. You have a great day. 73.
Stop selling your radio.
T-Mobile.
What's your call sign? This is KO4CEF Mobile.
That's Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta Mobile.
Tango Mobile. Cover you. This is Andrew here, KO4CEF. How y'all doing?
Hey, Rusty.
You before, and good to hear you again. Hello, Ian Wyatt. You must be on your way back. I just finished lunch. I ate lunch at Little Rebel, and now I'm headed home. So, got my job done this morning.
Hell here. I got off work a little early, so figured it's a pretty day. Might as well get on out and get home.
Come back to the top of the hill or something. Go ahead, Andrew.
Did not catch any of that last transmission.
Cut off, can you hear me?
Well, Technical College over here on this road I'm on, headed on 290. Headed back to go down through Duncan, through Greer, and through Duncan and home. Long trip over here for something. But at least I get paid for it, and I had a chance to eat some lunch, too, so that's good. Go ahead, Andrew.
Good deal right there. Shoot, I've skipped lunch, so I guess I'm going to have to give me something once I get to the house.
Maybe it'll pick up better when I get to eat, please.
Mostly got that, Wyatt. You're still in and out a little bit, but, Yeah, but see, Andrew, I'm still 25 or 30 minutes away from home, so by the time I get home, it's going to be after 2:30. And my bowl of oatmeal that I had at 8:30 this morning is already given out. So, but I stopped over here and got me a good cheeseburger at Little Rebel, and now I'm headed back home. And then I got to put all this information I took down and the pictures I took and load them up into the computer and then load them up online to the plate company I work for. And then they can satisfy their client, and then I can get paid.
That sounds like a good plan. I don't work my 40-something hours this week, and I was just sitting at work, and I just couldn't stand it any longer, so I had to just pack it on up. Even during lunchtime, we went to lunch early. I wasn't hungry yet because my wife had packed me some breakfast, so I just went ahead and figured I'd just skip it for now and just get something whenever I get home. So I'll be eating a little bit of a late lunch, but, you know, it is what it is. My wife and kids tend to stay up late, so I'll probably just be eating the late supper anyway.
I'm still real sticky coming in the mix, so I don't know if you can hear me or not.
A little spiky in there, but we got a little bit of that. So anyway, we'll catch you in a few minutes. I'm sure you get closer. And what kind of work you do, Andrew?
I'm actually a supervisor. My wife just reminded me I've been doing that for 7 years, but I've been out there a total, 23 years this December. So, it's been fun.
I understand that's a fairly good place to work. I knew a lot of folks that go to my church and used to work out there various hundred times. Most of us were older and retired. So, you know, it gets that way. And so I understand that and everything. I was in computers for about 50 years, so started with Uncle Sam's Navy in 1966, and then retired, I've been playing with them since then, and I'm 75, so that's 55 years I've been playing with computers, and just something to keep me, and now I just do this other thing to keep me out of trouble and give me a little bit of extra money, and pocket money and things like that, so, you know, it works out like that, and these folks are happy with my work, so they still send me chances to work, and I can pick and choose what I want, as they say. Go ahead, Andrew.
I'm willing to pay for it. That's all that matters at the end of the day, and that's a long time to be in computers. So much has changed over the years. I mean, I still remember my first computer when we got one and dial-up internet. And, you know, my kids growing up now, they got pretty much a more powerful computer than that just sitting in their hands nowadays. It's just crazy how far we've come in even 20 years, 30 years.
I've got on my hip has 1,000 times the storage capacity and the memory that the first computer I had that I worked on for the Navy, and it didn't have much at all. And as I progressed out of the Navy and got into private work and worked for different companies over the years, and I've been in that, did a lot of computer work and did a lot of property management too. I learned that as I was part of one of the jobs I had. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then retired back about, 12 years ago, something like that, 13 years ago. So I'm just doing my things and playing on the radio.
I think you got to have something to keep you busy, because you stay at home doing nothing, I don't think any good comes from that. So I still got a while before I get to start thinking about retirement. I think even if I retire early, that's still got a long time. So, but I still got radio to play with, and I get to talk on it every day on the way to work and on the way home. So, and then when I get home, I get to play on it a little bit more. So, yeah, you can get some enjoyment out of that and something to keep you busy.
Yeah, you're there.
Hey. Yeah, I must have made it around the corner, Six Mile Mountain or something. Yeah, anyway, yeah, heading back. Got to keep working. Those sheetrockers and painters, oh my gosh, they were messy.
But are they getting any close to finishing the job down there? That's the next point. Are they getting close to doing the work? So you can answer that on your turn next. WU2 T-Mobile, go ahead and pick it up.
A lot of work we haven't done now for putting up sheetrock.
To answer your question, Rusty, yes, they are progressing. And apartment number two, well, technically it's number one, will be getting rough inspection done, we think, on Monday. So that's a progression there. But the one that's been taking so long, yes, they are making progress. It's starting to look pretty nice. They're finished the mudding, and they're now putting the initial coat of paint on.
How many apartments are they doing? Is it just two of them, or is there a few of them in the group?
That's seven. So we got more, but we got to move people around.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Dude, I was thinking about people putting up sheetrock and mud, and reminded me when I was at Farmer Regional doing some electrical work. Them guys were coming here with the steel sawing, walking around doing all that. It's some crazy work. Just the skill set those guys have to be able to do that is just unreal.
I was saying, well, trying to work on it since May, but we got held up by, you know, everything was on back order 18 weeks before we got doors and windows. Go ahead, Rusty.
And that, I learned a lot about hanging sheetrock and putting the mud on it and, you know, replacing windows and doors and all of that stuff when I worked for the Housing Authority, so part of my job there. And over this many years, you learn a lot of different techniques and things along with everything else you do. So it's, you know, gives me some ideas. I got to have some work done at my place, but I've reached the point where I am not physically able to get out and do it like I used to. So in the next couple of months, I'm going to have to bring a contractor in and get some work done. I got to have a couple porches rebuilt and some steps put on them and things like that. But I'll get someone to do it because, like I said, I'm not in health. My back won't let me do things like that anymore, so I have to just play it by ear as I go and get things done when I can get it done. But I stay busy. I play handbells at church, sing in the church choir, sing with the barbershop chorus and four-part harmony there, and officer in a couple of radio club, in a radio club and in a chorus, and just do a lot of things in church and everything else going on. So I try to stay busy there. Go ahead.
Playful there. That's a whole lot to be having going on, but as long as it keeps you busy, that's all that matters at the end of the day. KO4CEF.
I'm doing contractors, because I don't know plumbing. We're changing out all the copper plumbing and putting in tacks, and I don't know plumbing that well. I mean, I got enough sense to make a quick, simple fix, but forget that. For work, for regular work, I, you know, max out at about 54 volts DC, and I don't muscle anything more than that. So, you know, everything's going to be contractor almost. They can get it done quicker, faster, and much better than I can. KJ4 CTV Mobile.
He's sitting in the shadow of the Greer Municipal Building down here in middle downtown Greer, so it gets a little noisy here. And I got to get me an electrical contractor come in, because I want to have a generator, a whole house generator installed and hooked up. I got to have some new electrical wiring rod. I want heavier lines in the room, so I draw, you know, some separate lines from the rest of the house. And I got space that I've got a couple of 220 lines that aren't being used, so they can be broken out and made into something else, and that's what I'm hoping I can get an electrician to come do for me and things like that. But, you got to get people when they are available and things like that. And as I wander through the middle of downtown Greer and traffic that's here, go ahead, W2T Mobile.
Word of have done. I do a little bit of electrical, but I don't do anything like that anymore. Most of mine was all commercials. But yeah, it's crazy. These guys get into this stuff, and the skill sets that they pick up are just unreal. I watch the guys build my deck, and you just try to look at it, and you think you know what they're getting ready to do next, and they just do something totally different. You're like, I don't get it, but. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to be pulling up in the driveway shortly, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all both be safe out there, and hopefully I'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Andrew, it's good talking to you.
Good. Have a good afternoon, W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Putting a generator in. That's actually on my list of things to do. What are you going to do, Generac?
A little bit of that. You're starting to get in another bad spot. Yeah, I'm planning to get a Generac put in and get something, you know, set up, and then also do some extra wiring so it goes back. So my radio room is always going to be set up. But I'm out in the country, and if I lose power, I don't have any heat, don't have any water. Can't do any cooking. I live in a total electric house, and I have a well out there, which means I have an electric pump out there that pumps the water. So, you know, that's why I'm looking at the point of now I've reached the point where I want to get a whole house generator. So that's going to be one of the next steps I'm going by. And I'm just now passing Woodman of the World building there, Wyatt.
I think it's a good one. Propane. If it's me, but I was asking about if you're doing propane or diesel.
I have to have a propane tank for the generator, because I don't have they don't run natural gas out down where I am, so it doesn't come down close enough to me, and I can't afford the expense of having it run from where it does go.
I'm in the same boat. I don't have LNG at my house, but I do have a propane tank that provides my emergency heat, and so I was just looking at it, and it's large enough to take a generator.
I've got a sister who lives in Florida, and fortunately, with the last hurricane to come through down there, her power went off for some total of 3 minutes, long enough for her generator to come on and run for 3 minutes and then shut off when the power came back. But she's got a whole house unit down there, and it's nice. And the power goes off, 10 seconds later, the generator kicks in, and it's auto-start like that, and she doesn't have to worry about it. They come out and service it, and she runs it off of propane, same thing she does for cooking. The rest of her house is total electric, so But, you know, it makes it nice for her to do that, and I've gotten used to that when I go down there, so that's what I'm going to go for.
And that, and, you know, I didn't plan for it, but when I lived in Florida, I was on the same power line that the water plant was on, so almost as good as a generator, because that's one of the first things that comes back up after the hospital. And where I live now, I'm down the street from a water storage tank, and they, oddly enough, have to have electricity to open the valve. So that works out well for me.
I live out from town. I don't live anywhere close to town, so... and when the power goes out, at my house, I can tell you exactly where the power line came down. It comes down the same place every time. We either have a ice storm and an ice takes it out, or we have a heavy wind storm with a lot of stuff. The trees come down in the same spot. Duke Energy has cleared the line, but they've only cleared it like 10 feet either side of where the trees are, or the poles are. And the only problem is they've got some 30 and 40 foot trees that are growing up beside them. So it seems like they either ought to clear them out a little better, or widen their area, so they've been there for years. They're old trees, and they'll come down and do damage, you know.
That's kind of the downside of things, but you know, generally they keep the lines pretty clear for us, and that's good.
Kind of a little hole here. I'm over here on 290 where it's coming up with the entrance to Duncan, and there's a place where it dips down and crosses a bridge, and that can be a dead spot for sometimes when you come through there. But I heard everything you said, but I figured I'd wait till I got out so I'd have a little bit better line. So anyway, well, I'm progressing back to the house. I'm probably still about 10 or 15 minutes away, so that's not bad. And don't have to worry about having lunch since I've had it. And all I got to do is go home and play on the radio for a while.
T-Mobile and the Mega Metropolis so easily. I'm getting ready to swing through the drive-thru here for my lunch, and then I still got to stop at my mom's for a little bit, and we got to go do a little shopping for this adventure that we're doing in Clemson.
Well, I don't have anything else planned for today. Let's see, today is Friday, and I do have something planned for tomorrow. Telecable folks, Spectrum Cable is coming out to install my service tomorrow, which it's taken 2.5 years after they ran a fiber optic line on the poles across the street from my driveway before I could get service. But they're coming out tomorrow to install that, and I'll get TV and internet on them from them, since all I had before was just internet from AT&T. And I've supposedly got 24 megabits on my AT&T, but I'm lucky sometimes if I've got all three computers running and something else going, if I get about 10 to 12. So they're going to give me 500 megabits of service when I get the new service in, so I'm looking forward to that.
Be able to download your ham radio porn faster. That's impressive. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that over the radio. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Double nets, in which we use a program called NetLogger. And, of course, that's online logging. And whoever's running the net loads the logger up, and then everybody else that's on the net signs into the logger, and they can keep up with who's checked in, who's checked out, who they have worked, who they haven't worked, and that type of thing. And I was supposed to call a 20-meter net tomorrow afternoon, but since they will have my internet and everything down, and they'll be working around the house running lines and all, I got somebody to take that net, but I've got a 40-meter net to call tomorrow night. And hopefully everything will be back up and running by that, and I'll be in better shape, because right now when I'm doing those nets, sometimes my internet slows way down, and it's not, and you're trying to do check-ins and check-outs and keep up with where you are on the net when you're the NCS. You know, it kind of makes it a little bit hard to do all that stuff when your internet slows down to molasses speed.
Funny. But yeah, that's understandable, and you never know if these guys, you know, what's this line? Let's just cut this line. That sounds like fun. Yeah.
I dude that was out installing my, burying the cable in, they ran it down because they had to run it from up the street from me. And they were putting it down my, and they put it under the road, and then bring it over to my side of the road, and then they had to bury it, and they had to pass it under three different driveways before they got down to the edge of my property. And of course, Friday, when the guy was digging a trench to put the thing in, he got my phone line. So I was without internet last Friday night. The guy said, "Well, I can fix it." He went out there and did something to come back on for about 3 minutes and then went off again. And finally, when I got up Saturday morning, I did have internet, but I had already called AT&T and they were sending a guy out there. And he said, it's a good thing he came out because he strung a new line from the box where they dug it up down to where my box is on the corner of my property. And now all I got to do is come back out and bury it. Of course, after I get my cable installed tomorrow, I'm gonna cancel AT&T anyway. Then I'm gonna have 30 days to get me some new email addresses.
I'm going through the checkout line. Get your 4CTD.
Hold on, W2T.